U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld made a surprise one-day visit to Afghanistan yesterday and met with President Hamid Karzai, U.S. troops, and others. He praised the country's robust pace of voter registration ahead of October presidential elections, but he also spoke of the challenging war on drugs in Afghanistan. Afghanistan now produces most of the world's opium. Reporter Rachel Martin is in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, and she joins me now. Why did Rumsfeld make this trip to Afghanistan?
He came mostly to reinforce American support for the upcoming presidential elections here. There's been an increase in violence against workers who are trying to register voters in the provinces of the country, as well as some increase in violence in border attacks between Afghanistan and Pakistan. His visit was primarily to underscore that despite the increase in money and manpower in Iraq, Afghanistan is indeed still on the top of the priority list for the U.S. government.
Well, I gather that Donald Rumsfeld devoted quite a bit of his visit to highlighting efforts to combat Afghanistan's drug trade, which is booming, and that he said U.S. troops were planning a new coordinated attack on poppy growing and opium smuggling. Did he offer any specifics?
He didn't actually offer any specifics, although the rhetoric is changing a bit. Often the war on drugs in Afghanistan has taken a distant backseat to the war on terror here. That seems to be changing as a greater understanding evolves about the links between the war on drugs and the war on terror. The secretary was quick to point out that in order for any kind of democracy to take root in Afghanistan, the drug trade is going to have to be curbed. So although he's released no specific details, he's made it clear that the U.S. is going to put more emphasis on fighting the drug war in Afghanistan. Poppy production here is booming. Last year, Afghanistan brought in about $2.3 billion, which is more than half of that country's GDP. Experts are expecting another record year this year as far as opium production is concerned.
Rumsfeld also had praise for the Afghanistan voter registration effort, which is going great, as it turns out. Tell us something about that voter drive, and also what's at stake in these elections.
Voter registration here has actually gone well, and people were surprised by that. Officials say they've registered more than 90% of the voting population, although there is some concern about multiple registrations. Some people have accused the Joint Election Commission of overlooking multiple registrations. Hamid Karzai, in his press conference with Secretary Rumsfeld yesterday, tried to make light of this, saying that Afghans are enthusiastic about registering and enthusiastic about the upcoming election and that he wouldn't mind if voters voted twice or even three times. He quickly backtracked and soberly reminded the audience that Afghans will only be able to vote one time and that multiple voting will be prevented by an ink stain on each voter's thumb. But despite the increased violence against voter registration workers, people are hailing the registration effort as a success. And these elections in particular have a lot riding on them. Karzai is running against 17 other presidential candidates, and the upcoming presidential election will be, in essence, a testing ground for the parliamentary election scheduled for next spring.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Renee.
Reporter Rachel Martin speaking from Kabul.